Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we want to commit this day to you.
主啊，我们要把今天交给你。
May all that is done and said be to glorify your name.
让我们一切所言所行都能够荣耀你的名。
We pray again this day, Lord, bring us down, lower at your feet.
今天我们再次的祷告，让我们你让我们下来下来，来到你的脚前。
And by those mercies of God, we present our bodies as living sacrifices.
借着神的恩典和怜悯，让我们的把身体献上，当作活祭。
May they be holy.And acceptable unto God.
愿它是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Lord, we thank you for all you've done for us in these days.
主啊，我们为过去的几天你所做的，我们感谢你。
But Lord, the end is not yet.
但是这还不是最后。
The path shines more and more.
我们的路越走越光明。
I can know you better today.
我今天可以比昨天更认识你。
Lord, I can be displaced, filled with you more today.
我今天可以比昨天更多被你充满。
You want to change us today more into your image by your presence, by your glory.
你今天要更多的来改变我们，让我们更像你的形象，更有你的荣美。
Lord, that's our desire.
这是我们的盼望。
We know that it's yours also.
我们相信这也是你的心愿。
So affect those changes throughout. This day that would honor and praise and glorify you.
让我们今天所得到的改变能够配得你的荣耀和称赞。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is a little bit of an unusual day or a different day. As you see, we have communion this morning.
今天有一点特别，因为我们今天早上要擘饼，要领圣餐。
And in case I forget, and I don't want to, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we want to all of us gather here at 3 o'clock.
那今天下午三点钟，我们希望大家再在这里聚集。
And we'll be marching down to the lakefront.
我们要一起走到湖边。
And we're going to have the opportunity at 3 o'clock or shortly thereafter to be part of the baptismal service for Alvin Chow.
我们要一起来见证 Alvin Chow 的受洗聚会。
So we want to be in faith.For him throughout this day.
所以我们今天要与他一起在信心里度过。
Above and beyond what Alvin could even ask or think.
要超过 Alvin 所求所想的。
And so we want to trust the Lord to meet us. And so as they say, 3 o'clock here, we'll leave from the lodge and go down to the lakefront. And it won't be long. We won't be in that water long.
所以三点钟我们聚在这里，我们一起到湖边，放心，不会很久。
I'm still trying to figure out a way to do this from the dock, but I don't know that I can.
我不知道我可不可以自己站在岸边帮他受洗，我不晓得。
But I'm sure the Lord will help us.
主会帮助我们。
And then, of course, you know, the regular schedule, but tonight maybe there will be those that want to give thanks to the Lord, an expression of your thanks and words of testimony.
那今天晚上呢，或许有人愿意在这里做一些感恩的见证。
But we just want him to have his way.
但是我们要让主来掌权。
Maybe you would stand with me and sing together number one in the Chinese book.
那我们一起。
Number 18 in the hymnal.
我们一起起立来唱中文诗歌本的第一首，在。
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Number 18 in the hymn book. Take your seat and we can sing together. Number 50 in the Pilgrim Camp book, How Great Thou Art. Number 50 in the White Book.
Thank you.
Is in our hymn book. I don't know if it's in the Chinese book also. It's number 40 in the hymn book. But that song is written by a man that he died too young. I guess we think that anybody who dies always dies too young. Sometimes maybe we think that way. That song we're about to sing, number 40, is it in the Chinese book?
我们要唱的那首诗歌在第40首在红色那本诗歌本里面。
It was written by a man who, William, is it William Featherstone? I think it was William. He died when he was in his 20s.
然后写这首诗歌的那个人，他在20多岁的时候就过世了，他名字叫William.
He wrote the song when he was 24.
他写这首诗歌的时候，他是24岁.
And it's kind of an amazing thing to think about. The first two verses we could understand.
你如果来看这前面那两节的话，我们可以大概知道他什么意思。
But here is a 24-year-old young man he's writing about when the death dew lies cold on my brow.
你很难想象这是一个24岁的人，他在写关于他对死亡的那个经历。
And he's thinking about heaven.
然后，但是当他临近那个死亡的时候，他心里在想的是天堂。
And how when we get to heaven, we'll ever adore him.
然后我们会到天堂上去敬拜我们的神。
We start down here to praise the Lord.
我们在地上的时候，我们在敬拜神。
And we continue over on the other side.
但是等到我们到生命的另外一端的时候，我们会继续我们对神的敬拜。
You know, that's what I read in Revelation, at least. That's what they're doing in heaven. Right now they're singing, they're praising, they're bowing, they're worshiping.
特别是说，读到启示录的时候，那就是那些圣徒在做的，他们对神唱诗歌，在敬拜神。
Do you know what song they're singing?
你知道他们唱些什么歌吗？
It tells us in the Bible, we have their song.
然后他们唱的那些歌就在圣，记载在圣经里面。
Anybody know?
你们知不知道他们唱的是什么歌?
Handel wrote it in the Messiah. They're singing Hallelujah, maybe, and they're singing a few other things too, and I don't know. But I know they're singing, Worthy is the Lamb. That's what Handel wrote. I don't think they're singing his melody.
他们在唱那个Hallelujah，他们也许还唱其他诗歌，但是还有一个他们会唱的，就是说神你是配得的。
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
那是被杀的羔羊是配得我们的颂赞。
You know, as we gather around the table of the Lord this morning and remember His body broken for us and His blood shed for us.
当今天我们聚集在神的面前来纪念说他的身体为我们舍，他的血为我们流的时候，
it just brings us down, does it not? To worship Him, to bow before Him, to love and adore Him.
因着他的爱，你会觉得我们不应该就是低下来感谢吗？
To sing worthy. Worthy is the one who took that place for me on Calvary's cross.
我们要来赞美那位在挂在羔羊上的那挂在十字架上那位羔羊来说，你是配得，你是配得的。
Paying the debt that I owed, but then he took it freely on himself.
然后他也就承，他接受了那个我们应该要付的那个债，他完全把那些罪痛放在自己的身上。
And Featherstone, just as a young man, just was overwhelmed. God gave him this song.
然后这个叫 William 的这个人, 他就是深受这个感动, 神也把这首歌给了他。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣说我爱你。
I love you because you first loved me and gave your life for me.
我们爱神是因为他先爱了我们, 因为他将他的生命给了我们。
And one day, Lord, I'm going to go to be with you in mansions of glory and endless delight, and I will ever adore you in heaven so bright.
有一天我们会到天上的荣光去，然后神已经将那永生赐给我们。
We're not quite there on the other side yet.
我们的人生还没有到达那个另外一端。
But our song starts here.
但是我们对神可以唱的那个诗歌从这里开始。
Our song of love and adoration and devotion to Jesus Christ.
我们对神的爱慕跟那个敬仰，那个歌也就从这个时候开始。
And so I wish you'd sing it with me. If it's not in Chinese, try English.
如果说中文诗歌本没有的话，那我还希望大家可以试试看，就唱英文的，在第40首，在这本诗歌里面。Let's
sing number 40.
我们一起来唱。
My gracious Redeemer.
Again, before we gather around the table of the Lord, to Judges, chapter 8, where we're looking at the life of Gideon. We've been looking at the life of Gideon.
让我们来看士师记第八章，我们已经看到了基甸的生命。
The good news, I guess, is that today we finally get to the battle and the victory.
今天我们终于来到了这个征战，并且得胜。
The bad news is we're about halfway through the story of Gideon's life.
但是坏消息呢，这只是基甸生命的一半而已。
That means we're not going to finish.
所以今天我们不能够结束。
Well, we're going to get to at least this place. Gideon finally becomes the mighty man of valor that God saw him to be.
但是至少我们会来看到基甸终于成了神所看见他要成的，就是大能的勇士。
It's been quite a process.
这是一个漫长的过程。
And you've been with me through the step by step what God had been working in Gideon to prepare him to be that mighty man of valor and a vessel unto honor.
我们已经看见一步一步神预备基甸成为这个大能的勇士，成为贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
And one of the great lessons that any vessel needs to learn is the one that we learned last night.
要做一个器皿所必须学习的功课，我们昨天晚上已经看到。
The barley bread.
就是要成为一个大麦饼。
Use nothing.
无有。
But God can use nothing.
但是神可以用一个什么都不是的人。
God can choose and does choose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
因为神就是拣选世上愚拙的，让聪明的人羞愧。
He uses the things that are base and weak.
他用这些卑贱的、软弱的。
That's why I think it's right that we could say He wants to use every one of us who are here.
所以我们就可以大胆有信心的说，神要用我们中间每一位。
Not many wise, not many noble after the flesh.
因为在就着肉体来说，我们有智慧的，我们尊贵的不多。
But God chooses you.
但是神拣选你。
He just doesn't want you to go to heaven, but He wants you to be useful here on earth.
他不单只是要你去天堂，他也希望你在活在地上的时候有用。
He saves you so that you might do good works that God has foreordained.
神拯救了你，所以你可以去行那善事，是神预先预备让你去行的。
But in order for us to be able to do good works, we have to let God work in us.
但是在我们能够行做神的旨意之前，我们必须让神做工在我们里面。
Because the world doesn't need you or me, the world needs Christ in you and through you.
因为这个世界需要的不是你和我，而是在你我里面的基督，并且基督活出来。
Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
因为从我们的腹中要流出那个活水的江河来。
And so Gideon and Pua had been behind the Midianite lines.
所以我们看到, 基甸跟他的仆人普拉, 他们到了敌人的营地中。
They had heard this poor guy wake up in the middle of the night and tell his friend his dream.
然后就听见这一个人, 他突然醒了, 告诉他的朋友, 他做了一个梦。
And then the friend said, well, this, your dream is talking to that barley bread, it's Gideon.
然后这个朋友居然为他解梦说 这个大麦饼不是别的 就是基甸
The sword of Gideon
而且是基甸的刀
And we're going to get rolled over by Gideon
我们会被基甸打的 溃败
Although he only has 300 guys with him And we have 185,000 with us Yet God is with Gideon
虽然他只有 他们只有300人 我们有185,000人 但是神跟基甸同在
And God with Gideon makes all the difference.
那神加上基甸就可以改变全部。
God with those 12 disciples made all the difference.
神加上12个使徒就把整个世界改变。
Think 300's a lot. 12.
你们想, 300个人很少吗?
And in the book of Acts,
那12个人呢?
In the book of Acts, we read those 12 men turned the world upside down.
那我们在使徒行传, 我们就看见从这个12个人开始, 整个世界都被颠覆了。
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You 12.
你们就要把整个世界颠覆过来。
Me? 我?
你说,
no, I can't do that.
我? 不可能的。
I can't do that.
我没办法。
Well, no, you can't do that. God can.
我知道你不能, 但是神能。
No, look, 12 times 12 times 12. We got the whole universe covered here.
但是我们这边有12个, 我们整个世界都可以改变。
Okay, let's start small. How about your neighborhood? How about the church you attend?
或许我们从小事开始, 好不好? 或许从你住的社区, 或是你的教会开始。
Lord, could I be used to make an impact on this world that I live in?
主啊, 我可不可以在我的所在的地方造成有影响?
So let's see, verse 15, it says, Gideon, son of Joash, returns from the battle by the pass of Heres. He caught a young man of Succoth and questioned. Let's go to verse 15 of chapter 7. Gideon arrived just as a man was totally a dream. We talked about that. Verse 16, his friend responded, this can be none other than Gideon. Verse 15, when Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation. Now, where is he when he's hearing all this?
所以当基甸听见了梦和解梦的讲解,你记得他是在哪里听见这些的吗?
Remember where Gideon and Pua are?
他们,基甸跟他的仆人现在在什么地方?
Where are they?
当他们听见这个梦的时候在什么地方? 在敌人的营中。 他们必须要很小声,
we don't want them to know that we're here. Not that yet, at least. We'll know we're here later on, but not now.
不要让仇敌知道我们在这里, 至少现在不要。
Gideon and Pua, they hear the interpretation of the dream, and it says that they worshiped God.
但15节却说, 基甸听见这梦和梦的讲解就敬拜神。
They worshiped God.
他们敬拜神。
They probably didn't shout their praise.
他们可能不是大声的喊叫来敬拜。
But I could you just see those two guys?
他们，你可以想象，他们就很安静的在那边敬拜神，说神真好。 他们可能就在那里安静的，而且跪下来敬拜神。
You know, that's another aspect of a vessel that's being made.
这也是神制作器皿的一部分。
When God can make the vessel as he's been making Gideon, that one of the lessons you learn is to worship God.
其中, 当神制作器皿的时候, 其中一个功课就是要学习敬拜神。
赞美、颂赞。
荣耀都归给神。
So here's Gideon and Pua, they're down there on their knees or they're worshiping God as they hear what God is going to do. And they return, Gideon returns to the camp of Israel and he says, everybody get up!
然后他们就回到了以色列营中,然后说,大家起床!
It's 3 a.m. Get up.
现在早上3点钟, 大家起来。
You lazy bones, it's time to wake up. Come on, get up. I got good news for you.
你们不要赖床了, 现在起来吧, 我有好消息要告诉你们。
The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands.
因为耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。
These guys are scratching their heads and what did I do? I don't understand what's going to happen.
那这些人说, 他们一定是, 很困惑, 我到底做了什么, 到底发生了什么。
Gideon divides the 300 men into three companies, and he places trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside the empty jar.
于是基甸将300人分成三队, 把角和空瓶交在个人手里, 瓶内都藏着火把。
You know, that's what they had. They had an empty jar, they had a torch, and they had a ram's horn. That's what they had to use.
这些就是他们仅有的, 就是他们有空瓶子, 他们有火把, 而且有脚。
To me, those things don't sound like very good weapons.
对我来说, 这些听起来不是很有力的武器。
Unless you play the trumpet like some people play the trumpet, maybe it's a weapon.
或许你吹角吹得跟某人吹得差不多, 那可能是一个武器。
You know, what are you going to do with the jar, an empty jar? What are you going to do with that thing?
那你拿着空瓶要做什么呢?
And a torch on the end. I don't know. These are not really good weapons. But what was Gideon supposed to use?
但是而且火把这些都不是好的武器。但是基甸能够用什么其他的东西吗?
That's what they had.
因为这些都是他们仅有的。
They didn't have camels with guns on them or anything like that.
他们没有骆驼上面降着枪支。
You know, that's another thing that we learn about God, not only here but throughout the whole Bible. God doesn't expect you to use what you don't have.
那这是我们在另外一个功课在圣经里我们总是会看到的，就是神不会期盼你用你所没有的东西。
You go back to Moses again. You remember Moses? But I can't speak well. I stutter. I can't speak well.
就是像摩西的故事，摩西跟神说，我上来就是没有口才的，我说不流利。
That's okay. I can use what you got. Give me what you got.
但是神说没有关系，我可以用你所拥有的，就是把你所有的给我。
Sometimes we think we can't. What do we got? Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do anything. I'm good for nothing.
有时候我们会说，我有什么用呢？我不会做这个，我不会做那个，我什么都不会。
I can't speak. I can't testify. I can't sing. I can't work. I got no strength. I got no mind. I got no nothing.
我不会讲道，我不会唱诗，我不会做见证，我也没有力量，我什么都不会做。
That's not true. Everybody has something to contribute to the kingdom of God.
但是这不是真的, 因为每一个人总是有这么一点点我们可以为神的国效力。
And God will take what you have to offer to Him.
神可以就是接受你所拥有的。
Believe it or not, He already knows what you don't have.
而且神知道你所没有的。
And He's not interested that you give Him what you don't have.
而神也不要你把你所没有的奉献出来。
But He is interested that you give Him what you do have.
但是神要的就是你所拥有的, 他要你所有的给他。
And I only got a little bit.
他说, 但是我只有那么一点点。
Aaron, what do you have in your hand? Moses, what do you have in your hand?
他说, 亚伦, 你手里有什么? 摩西, 你手里有什么?
I got a stick.
我只是这么一根杖。
Okay, let's use it then.
那我们就用这根杖。
It's what you have. Throw it down.
这就是你所拥有的, 就把它丢在地上。
Turns into a snake.
然后就变成一只蛇。
Pick it up.
拿起来。
Turns into a stick.
然后又变成了一个杖。
Stretch it out over the water.
向海伸出来。 红海就分开了。
A stick did all that.
这全部都是那根杖做的。
You're better than a stick.
你比一根杖要好得多吧。
God can use what you offer and give to Him.
神可以用你所交给他的。
He doesn't necessarily need tremendous ability as much as He needs availability.
神并不是在乎你到底有多能干，但是他在乎你愿意摆上来。
Lord, if you can do anything with this lump of clay, here it is.
如果主啊，你真的可以用我这块泥土。
那么我就把这个泥土奉献出来。 It might not be very special and it might not be very talented, but Lord, I'm going to give it to you.
我这块泥土可能也不是很特别，也不是有特殊的才能，但是我就把它奉献给你。
And when we offer to Him what it is that we have, the wonderful thing is He takes us.
当我们把我们所有的奉献给他，奇妙的是，是他接纳我们。
He takes us just the way that we are.
他照着我们本相, 我们所有的来接纳我们。
And he uses just what we give him.
那他就用我们所奉献出来的, 他就用他。
But what he requires is that we give him our all.
但是他希望我们把我们的全所有都奉献出来。
It may be little, but it better be your all.
可能很少, 但是却是你的全部。
Jesus, remember, he said, could anybody find me some food? I got thousands of people I need to feed.
你记得吗? 耶稣问他的门徒说, 我们这边有好几千人, 你们可不可以去找点食物?
And out of all those people, only one little boy had a responsible parent.
那这么多的群众里面, 只有一个孩子, 他的父母是很负责任的。
Some mama, Papa or whoever prepared that little boy a lunch.
可能他的父亲或是母亲, 他们很尽责地为这个孩子准备了一个午餐盒。
And all those big disciples were standing there, Peter and James and John, and Jesus said, feed these people, feed them.
那这些大使徒都站在那边, 彼得、约翰、雅各, 耶稣就说, 你喂养这些人。
Feed them. There's not a bakery big enough to feed all these people. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough money to buy it. There's no place to get food. We can't feed these people.
那他们就说, 我们也没有钱, 也没有食物, 也不知道到哪里去买食物来,
And then Andrew, he came around. He said, "Jesus, some kid had his lunch. I stole it from him."
安德烈就跑来对耶稣说：“耶稣，有一个小孩有一个午餐盒，我把它偷来了。”
Jesus, I got 5 loaves of bread and I got 2 fish.
然后他说：“这里就是有5饼2鱼。”
But then, because Andrew didn't want to seem so foolish, he said, "But Jesus, what are these among so many?"
但是呢，安德烈却觉得 要表现聪明一点, 他说这些根本不够, 这有什么用呢?
Jesus said, could you give it to me?
耶稣说, 把那些拿来吧。
Could you give it to me?
把它拿来给我。
It's not much, but can you give it to me?
可能不多, 但是要给我。
You can hold it and you can talk about how this is never going to do anything for anybody and this is never going to feed enough people and if we give it to one, we have to give it to all but we don't have enough to give it to all so we're not going to give it to one. And we're going to...
你可能, 如果你只是把这些食物都攥在手上, 然后你说这不可能, 如果我们为了一个人, 其他人怎么办? 那为了不要其他人也不高兴, 我们一个都不要为了。
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
你知道我在说什么吗?
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you're all about. Just give your all. To Jesus. Let him worry about what can't be and it'll never happen and it's no good. Let him worry about that.
让耶稣来, 来操心这些到底能不能, 可不可能做成的事。
So this is what they had to use to fight. And so this is what they brought. Gideon says, bring this, and bring that.
那这些, 回到基甸, 这些就是他所拥有的, 那基甸就把这些都拿来。
So the three companies, they blew their trumpets and they smashed the jars and they, I jumped ahead of myself again. Watch me, Gideon says, and follow my lead.
然后呢,基甸就吩咐他们说,你们要看我的行事, 我到那边怎么行, 你要跟着我怎么行。
Now that's something else that I have a little underlined in my Bible. Watch me, Gideon says.
这也是, 我们另外要注意的, 基甸说,
you, you do what I do, okay, guys?
你就照着我行。
You just follow my lead.
你就跟着我做。
I know nobody here likes to say that.
我们在这里没有人希望这么说。
We don't want anybody watching us or following us.
我们不希望有任何人看着我跟着我。
Because we're, you know, we point people, and rightly so, we point people to Jesus. Follow him.
我们本来就应该把人都带到耶稣面前。
But the Apostle Paul said, you fellows here, you follow me like I'm following Christ.
但是使徒保罗却对他的, 他的门徒说, 你们要效法我, 像我效法基督一样。
Even to young men, the Apostle Paul said, hey guys, be an example of the believers.
然后甚至于对年轻人, 他说, 你们要做众圣徒的榜样。
You know, God looks for vessels to use, and they become leaders, whether they like it or not.
神拣选的器皿以后, 他希望他们做领袖, 不管他们愿不愿意。
Safe guides to follow.
让他们成为, 别人的引路人。
And so Gideon says, you keep your eyes, watch me, do what I do. And so he starts to go down and to lead them. They get to the edge of the camp, do exactly the thing that I do. And when I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, Then all that are around you blow your trumpets, and you all shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
十八节，我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说：耶和华和基甸的刀。
So 100 men over here, and 100 over there, and 100 over here.
所以一百个人在这里，一百个人在那边，一百个人在另外一个方向。
They all have a vantage point where they can see Gideon.
那他们呢，都可以看见基甸。
Now let's rehearse. What do they have? They all have an empty clay jar.
让我们来练习一下，他们有什么？他们手上有的是一个空瓶子。
Inside the clay jar is a torch.
然后在空瓶子里面有一个火把。
And they have a trumpet.
然后他们有一根角。
Probably more like a ram's horn, something they can blow.
可能是像羊角一样，是他们可以吹的。
And so Gideon says, "Now keep your eyes, do what I do, guys, okay?" What does this look like to you? It looks like that dentist's office thing I was talking about a couple days ago. There's something wrong with this picture.
然后他就说，你们大家就看着我，那我做什么就做什么。这幅图画看起来会不会觉得很奇怪？
One of two explanations.
他们只有两个解释。
Either these 300 men, and I don't know any of their names except Pula. It's the only other guy that I know.
这三百个人里面，我们不知道他名字，除了一个人叫普拉。
The other, I don't know who they are.
其他人我们不知道他们的名字。
They either are mindless.
他们或许他们没有脑子。
Or they have great faith.
或是他们有很大的信心。
I'm pretty sure it's the latter of the two.
我相信他们是很有信心的人。
Otherwise, it's a suicide mission. I mean, I'm going to go fight the Midianites with a clay pot.
不然的话，他们这个行动其实是一个自杀行动。
But Gideon says that this is what we're supposed to do this.
但是基甸却说我们应该这么做。
And we trust Gideon because Gideon knows God, and God has spoken to Gideon, and God has.The ear of this man, so we're going to follow what he says because we know he's a safe guide.
那这些人就想说，我们相信基甸，因为基甸信靠神，而且他听见神对他说的话，他是我们可以相信的一个引导。
So they get to the edge of the camp and the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guards, and they blow the trumpets.
基甸跟随他的一百人在三更之初才换更的时候来到营旁就吹角。
And then they break the jars that were in their hands.
然后打破手中的瓶。
Now when they blew the trumpet, that created a commotion, a lot of noise.
然后当他们吹角的时候就造成了一片的混乱。
And when they broke...The jars that made some more noise and created some more commotion.
当他们打破瓶子的时候，就更多的响声，造成更多的混乱。
Then with the breaking of the jar, the torches they just lit up and became a flame.
当他们打破了瓶子以后，里面的火把就照起来，变成一片亮光。
So it's not really your conventional way of attack, but it's going to work.
这不是我们平常所知道的征战的方式，但是这个可以行得通。
What is all this talking about? What does it mean?
这到底是什么意思？
If you were with me these past several days, you remember everything that Gideon was using was kind of representing Gideon. The offering that was poured out on that rock before the angel of the Lord was really Gideon pouring his life out before God.
所以我们这几天我们看见了基甸所有做的事情，就好像他第一次所做的，就是把他所有的献在磐石上，把他倾倒出来。
That fleece that he put out on the threshing floor was Gideon first that first night being soaked and saturated by the dew that came down from heaven, and then all those that were around him, his 300, or the men that would be in battle with him, they too needed the Holy Spirit of God upon their lives. And so again, by extension, we find that all of these things represent really Gideon and his men.
所以这整个战士呢，其实都是代表着基甸跟他的三百个勇士，就好像原来基甸是这个羊毛先充满了露水，然后第二次这个全地都充满了露水，就像基甸跟他三百个人一样。
And it's taken such a long, long time to get to the place where we finally have a vessel.
这经过了很漫长的一段过程，终于我们有了一个贵重的器皿。
Remember the vessels through the whole story. We had all the soup that was in the vessel that needed to be dumped out.
我们这里讲过了好几个器皿。第一个器皿呢，就是装了这个汤，汤必须被倒出来。
And when the soup was dumped out, Gideon took that piece of fleece and he wrang out the water that was on that fleece and it went into that vessel.
这个盆子，它原来有一个盆子，它把汤倒出来之后，后来它的羊毛积满了露水，它就用这个，它把羊毛的露水拧出来，又拧在这个盆子里。
Now we have a clay jar, which is in essence a vessel.
那另外，我们现在又看到另外一个器皿，就是这个空瓶子。
But the last thing that is going to be before we get to the victory that's won is that that clay jar that we've worked so hard to prepare is now to be broken.
但是在我们到得到最终的胜利之前，就是这个器皿被预备了这么长时间以后，却必须现在被打破。
I think it says twice in this little passage it was smashed. Yeah, he blew the trumpet and smashed.
在这里有两处说到他们吹角打破瓶子。
It took all this time to make the vessel. Now we're going to break the vessel.
这个器皿花了这么长的时间来预备，现在要被打破吗？
Is that not what God does with us?
但是这岂不是神也做在我们身上的工作吗？
Does he not mold and fashion and chisel and carve out?And make a vessel unto honor.
他不是在我们身上又这边捏一块，这边做一块，要把我们做成一个贵重的器皿吗？
But to make that vessel useful, does it not have to also be broken?
但是这个器皿真正的要被神所用，是不是就必须也要打破？
David in Psalm 51 said, "The sacrifices of God are of what? A broken spirit."
大卫在诗篇51篇说这样忧伤痛悔的心，这是神所喜悦的祭。
A broken and a contrite heart
是一个忧伤痛悔一个破碎的心，神必不轻看。
God wants to break you.
神要打破你。
He wants to break the will.
他要破碎你的意志。
The me.
你老是说我，他要破碎你。
He wants to win a victory through your life, but to win the victory, often the vessel, or maybe we should say always the vessel, needs to be broken.
神要在这场征战上得胜，但是他必须把你这个器皿打破。
You remember the five loaves and the two fish that we were talking about a moment ago?
就像我们刚刚讲到五饼二鱼的故事。
You remember what Jesus did?
记得耶稣做的吗？
Oh, he took the five loaves and two fish from Andrew, and then what did he do? As soon as he got it in his hands, what did Jesus do?
耶稣他把五饼二鱼接到手中之后，他做了什么？
He broke it.
他把饼拨开。
He broke it, and then he prayed and blessed.
然后他祷告祝福了。
And when the breaking took place, somehow or other, somehow through the breaking, a miracle happened.
但是好像就是当他在播的时候，这个神迹就开始发生了。
Don't do that. Don't break it all up. You got five loaves and two good fish there.
哦，你可能会说，主啊，你不要把它拨开。这五个饼，两条鱼是蛮好的。
There are an awful lot of people that need to be fed, and we're never going to feed five loaves and two fish to thousands of people. We need to break it.
但是有要吃的人实在太多了，有五千多人，所以我们必须要把这些拨开。
I was acting this out in a vacation Bible school many years ago.
有一次我在那个暑期夏令的那个圣经班的时候，我这样子表演了一下。
I was there trying to portray this to a bunch of children, and I had some bread, and I was breaking these loaves.
所以呢，我就带了一些面包，我就在那边剥给小朋友看。
In my sleeves, I had all these little goldfish crackers.
所以我袖子里藏了很多那个小金鱼的那个点心。
So as I was breaking it, I kept on going like this, and out of my sleeves came all this bread.
所以我就这样子剥，那我的袖子里面的这些饼干都跑出来了。
I only have a little piece here, but look what happens when you break it. It multiplies.
所以我这边虽然只有那么一小片，但是我一直剥的时候，我袖子里的这些小饼干都跑出来了。
Jesus didn't have it up his sleeve.
但是耶稣不是这样子变戏法的。
Jesus broke it and fed, and it says they were all filled.
然后耶稣拨开以后，每一个人都吃饱了。
There are so many hungry people in this world.
在今天这个世界上有这么多饥渴的人。
People that are doing all these crazy things, they don't know what they're doing.
那些人在做一些疯狂的事情，他们不知道自己在做什么。
They think they found some solution to life and a new way to live it, and they don't know what they're doing.
他们以为他们找到了人生的答案，还有新的生活方式，他们不知道自己在做什么。他们活在如此的黑暗之中。
They need to see the light of the glorious gospel shining from you, the light of the world.
他们需要见到这个福音荣耀的真光照在这个世界上。
But in order to get the light out of the vessel, you need to break the vessel.
但是要把这个光从器皿中显出来，这个器皿必须被打破。
And when the vessel is broken, the light shines.
当器皿被打破的时候，里头的光就照出来了。
And the miracle takes place.
然后神迹就发生了。
And they see you glorifying God and your good works, and then they glorify God as they see the light that shines from your broken vessel.
当他们看见你所行的善事，借着你这个破碎的器皿，他们看见了光，他们也照样把荣耀归给父神。
You remember in Mark 14, I believe it is, where the woman wanted to anoint the body of Jesus before the time?
在马可福音14章，在这里有一个女人，她要来膏耶稣的身体。
Right before Jesus was to go to the cross.
在耶稣上十字架之前。
She had cashed in all her savings, it seems to me, and got this beautiful jar of spikenard ointment, very costly.
这个女人可能把她一生的积蓄都用上，买了这一瓶真拿达香膏。
Maybe some of you have expensive perfume at home.
或许你在座有些人有极贵重的香水。
Take the top off.
就打开盖子闻一闻。
Smells nice.
好香。
But you know, she came into the presence of Jesus and the rest that were gathered with him, and she had that bottle. But if she just took the top off, it wouldn't have been much good.
但是这个女人就来到耶稣坐席的地方，来到耶稣面前。如果她只是把盖子打开的话，这个香气不会很大。
But the Bible says that she broke that bottle.
但是圣经告诉我们，她把那个玉瓶打破。
And the bottle was broken. What was inside was then poured out.As an offering to Jesus.
他把玉瓶打破，把里面的香膏献上给耶稣。
And it says that the fragrance of that spikenard filled the whole house.
然后圣经告诉我们，这个香膏的香味就充满了整个屋子。
The broken bottle was able to let the fragrance that was in the bottle out of the bottle.
唯有当器皿被打破了，里头的香气才能够出来。
Now I mean this in the most loving way I can say it.Every one of you have a fragrance.
让我来告诉你，我们每一个人里头，我们都有我们的香气。
You're supposed to smell like Jesus.
我们都应该像有耶稣的香气。
Wherever you go, people are supposed to take note that you have been with Jesus.
不管我们到哪里，人应该看出我们曾经跟过耶稣。
Paul says it's like a fragrance.
保罗说这就是一个馨香之气。
It's a beautiful fragrance.
是一个极美的馨香之气。
Some people don't like that smell.
但是有些人不喜欢那个香气。
They don't like Jesus around. They don't like the fragrance of Jesus around.
但因为他们不喜欢跟耶稣和耶稣的香气在一起。
But there are other people that are just longing for that fragrance.
但是有些人却极其渴慕那个香气。
Not because they understand it as well as you do, but it's because they just recognize it's good.
他们可能不明白，像我们明白一样，但是他们看出来那个是好东西。
And so as that bottle was broken and the ointment was poured out, the fragrance filled the whole house.
所以当这个玉瓶被打破了，香气出来，充满了整个屋子。
As you are broken as a vessel in his hand,
当我们只成为他手中的器皿而被打碎
there's a fragrance that emanates.
这个香气就会被散出来 光也会照出来
And there will ensue victory for the kingdom of God.
然后马上这个神的国就会经历一个得胜
I'm going to read a verse from Isaiah chapter 17.
我要来看以赛亚
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 17.
以赛亚书57章17节
This is what the high and lofty one says, who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and a holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，要使痛悔的人心苏醒。The
Lord says, I dwell in two places.
至高者说，我住在两个地方。I'm
in heaven.
我住在天上。
It's my home.
这是我的家。
One of these days, I'll bring people up there. It'll be with me.
总有一天，我要把你们都带到那里跟我同在。
But in the meantime, I also dwell on earth with people who are contrite, broken, lowly.
但是在回天家之前，我在地上，我要与那些心灵痛悔、谦卑的人同居。
I dwell with people who are barley bread.
我与那些 像大麦饼一样的人同居。
People who have given themselves to me, allowed me to make them, and allowed me to break them.
我与那些完全把他自己奉献给我，并且容许我拨开的人同在。
And in closing,
在我结束之前,
the greatest example that I could ever think of this,
最好的一个榜样我可以想到的,
is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
You know, he was a perfect vessel.
因为他是一个完美的器皿。
A perfect vessel in every way.
他在各方面都是完美的。
No sin in him.
完全无罪。
He came to do the will of his Father, and he did it implicitly.
他来是为了完成神的旨意，但他完全照做。
The Holy Spirit came upon him, and he was filled with that Spirit of God, and wherever he went about doing good.
他圣灵降下充满他，他到处都行父神的旨意，行善事。
He said, I'm the light of the world.
他说，我就是世界的光。
The whole world sits in darkness, but I've come to shine a light to this world.
这世界在黑暗中，但是我来使世界上可以得光明。
My Father has given me a body.
我父给了我一个身体。
In the volume of the book it is written, the body has to be prepared for me.
就说，主啊，你为我预备了身体。
And Jesus came to this earth in a body.
所以耶稣来在这个地上有了一个身体。
And he lived those 33 years in this body. He taught people, he healed people, he visited people. He was such an encouragement and a blessing.
他在肉身里在地上的时候，他教导，他医治，他帮助人，他安慰人。
But if there was no cross,
但是如果没有十架的话,
if that body was not broken,
如果那个身体没有被剥开,
we would not be at Pilgrim Camp this morning.
我们今天早上也就不会坐在Pilgrim Camp.
Jesus was just a good philosopher and a good teacher and a good man and a wonderful rabbi.
如果耶稣只是一个很好的哲学家、一个老师、一个先知的话,
and a miracle worker,
甚至于能够行异能神迹,
if that's all Jesus was,
如果耶稣只不过是那样的话,
we would still be lost in our sin.
我们如今仍然在罪中沉沦,
but he was given a body,
但是他有在肉身里面,
he was made a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
他被分别成为圣洁贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
But Father said,
但是做各样的善事，但是天父却说,
I have to break that body.
我必须要把这个身体剥开。
I have to break that vessel, that body.
我必须要把这个器皿剥开。
At the end of Isaiah 52, it says that body was so marred, it was not recognizable that he was even a human being.
圣经告诉我们这个身体，我们都看不出来它像有一个人的形象了。
Broken for who?
到底为了什么要剥开？
Broken for me?
为什么要破碎？为了我。
Broken for you?
为了你破碎。
But not just me and you.
但不只是你我而已。
Broken for whosoever will.
任何人。
Broken for the sins of the whole world.
是为了这个全世界的罪。
And a light has shined down through these years. It's called the gospel, the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news.
然后这个光就出来了，这就是福音荣耀的光显现出来。
The good news is that Jesus came and he was given a body and he gave that body.To be broken.
这个好消息就是耶稣来了，在肉身里来了，但是他把他的肉身，把他的身体献上，而被剥开。
And in that upper room, when he was with his disciples for the last time, he said, "I'm going to give you a new supper to eat."
在那个小楼上，当他在向门徒显现的时候，他说：“我要给你们一个晚餐。”
He took a piece of bread.And he said, "This is my body."
在最后晚餐的时候，他跟门徒说：“这个是我的身体，为你们剥开的，我要给你们。
Broken for you.
为了你们剥开的。
Broken for me.
为了我剥开的。
And in a few moments, you and I will hold in our hands what represents a piece of that body.
再过一会儿，我们就会每一个人手中会有一块饼，代表那个。破碎的身体。
Thanks to God for sending Jesus and give thanks to Jesus for being willing to break that body.
我们要向天父感谢，因为他差遣他的爱子。我们也要向耶稣感谢，因为他愿意把他的身体献上剥开。
And in breaking that body, shed that blood.
因着他的身体的剥开，宝血流出来。
So that you and I might have eternal life.
所以你我可以有永生。
So let him break the vessel.
所以让他来。
Jesus is our example and Jesus is our pattern. Then let him break your vessel.
让他来破碎这个器皿。如果耶稣是我们的榜样，我们就要让神来破碎我们。
Because one day Jesus turned around to his disciples and he said, "Guys, I know as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But I'm leaving this world, and now you're the light of the world."
就像那一天，耶稣他对他的门徒说：“当我还在世上的时候，我是世上的光；但是当我走了以后，你们是世上的光。”
But if that light is pent up inside a clay jar,
如果但是这个光如果是藏在那个瓦器里面
，How's the world going to know and see?
那这世界上怎么看得见那个光呢
？The jar needs to be broken. The light needs to shine.
所以这个器皿，这个瓦器必须被打碎，所以这个光能够显出来。
And that's what God wants to do with every one of us.
这也是神要在你我身上做的。
Now this doesn't happen in the sequence that we read it in the life of Gideon.
所以不一定都发生都是这样子的顺序。
There are times when we need to get the idols out of the backyard, even after we've already gotten the Holy Spirit and that fleece was wet. This is an ongoing process.
这是不断的过程。有的时候这个顺序是不一样的。有时候我们得到了圣灵以后，我们还要把我们的偶像除去。
Times in our lives, there will be times in your future life where you need to repent.
或许在未来，你还是需要有许多的事情要悔改。
You need to ask God for a fresh touch and an anointing on your life.
我们必须要求神，我们要有新鲜的恩膏，还新鲜的触摸。
Maybe the Lord will point out that, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm feeling a little bit too special. I need to recognize that Jesus, you're the center, you're in charge, you're preeminent."
或许主会指出来，你现在可能自己高抬了自己，我们必须要再一次的说，耶稣是我们的中心，是我们的主。
To the degree that we're able to learn these lessons, perhaps is to the degree that He's able to further His kingdom.
如果我们能够学好这些功课，那神就可以从我们的身上来扩展他的国。
So in 30 seconds, I can tell you the rest of the story.
那另外剩下的故事呢，我就用30秒钟把它结束。
They race down into the Midianite camp. They break the pitchers. The light shines, and the Midianites go nuts.
就是他们到了米甸的营里面，他们打碎了瓶子，并且拿出了火把。那这个敌人就到处乱窜。
They start to kill each other.
那他们开始互相残杀。
And then one guy from one tribe and Midianite saw an Amorite killing a Midianite. He said, "Look, they're turning on us. Let's get them." And they were all fighting with each other.
然后他们就这个仇敌呢，就彼此开始互相残杀。
And these 300 men are standing there singing, "Oh glory, hallelujah."
那这300个人呢，就在那边看热闹，并且唱歌，哈利路亚，荣耀归给神。
We thought we were going to have to do something here, but we were going to do nothing. We just got to let him have his way.
他们想说，我们可能原来想说我们要来这里做什么事，现在我们就是让神来做。
We can just get out of the way, that he could come forth and show forth his glory. Let's see what God wants to do with.
有的时候我们就是要站在旁边闪开，让神来做，并且让神来彰显他的荣耀。
So I'm thankful this morning that we can gather around this table and commemorate and remember His body and His blood.
感谢神，我们今天能够在主的桌子面前集合，我们在这里来纪念他，他的身体为你为我擘开。
In the, I know it's in the Chinese book, I believe, near the cross. Could we sing that together? I don't know the number of it in the Chinese book.
让我们来唱一首诗歌，让我进十架，在中文诗歌本
第二十二首，这本中文诗歌本后面那一半本的第二十二首。 请坐，我们刚才唱最后一节。
I just want to mention to you, I think everybody here is most likely familiar.
我想大家都应该对这个很熟悉。
But this is an ordinance that Jesus left to the church. The Apostle Paul underscored it in the book of Corinthians.
在哥林多前书，也就是耶稣留给使徒保罗，交给教会的。
We're told to gather together like this and remember his broken body and the blood that he shed.And do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said, and do it until I come back again.
然后那里面的教导就是说，我们要聚在一起，就是要来擘饼，并且领取他的血，就是这样做，为了纪念他，直到他再来。
It's a very precious time.
这是一个非常宝贵的时刻。
It's a very sacred time.
同时也是非常一个神圣的时刻。
We're rememberingthe most important event that could have ever happened.
我们在纪念是世界上所发生最重要的一个事件。
The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
也就是那个死亡和复活，耶稣的死亡和复活。
And we're partaking together of that which represents his broken body.
同时我们今天要领这饼跟领这杯，也就在纪念他的那个被破碎的身体。
We're in essence by faith receiving Christ into our selves.
那个终极的意思，也就是说，我们在领受耶稣的身体，那可以进到我们生命里面来。
In John 6, Jesus said, "If you don't eat my flesh and if you don't drink my blood, you don't have any life in you."
在约翰福音第六章里面，他说，如果我们不吃他的肉，不喝他的血，我们就没有办法从耶稣那边得着他的生命。
And so I'm thankful that we can at least periodically take into our bodies and remember that this is Christ.
所以我们感恩就是说，我们时常可以来领这个饼跟领这个杯，然后来纪念说这是他的身体。
And the Lord would like to meet needs in this room.
同时神也要在这里来供应我们的需要。
Physical needs.
我们身体上的需要。
Spiritual needs.
灵里的需要。
Familial needs in the family.
然后还有就是说家里的需要。
He's able to supply all of our need.
神他可以供应一切我们所需的。
Everything that we need for life and godliness is met and found in Jesus.
任何那个我们在属灵上的需要，我们都可以到神这里来。
And so as we partake of these emblems, we partake in faith.
当我们在领这个饼和杯的时候，我们必须要按照信心来支取。
But the Apostle Paul reminds us it's not just your faith for yourself, but it's a corporate faith for one another in the body of Christ.
但是保罗使徒也提醒我们，这个信心不是单单指我们的信心，而是我们众人在一起的信心。
And the Apostle says there's a flow of the life of Jesus from one member of the body to another member of the body.
所以这样的话，就耶稣他的生命就可以从一个使徒身上流到其他人的身上去。
How you partake affects me.
你如何来领取这个圣餐，其实是会影响其他弟兄姐妹们。
That's why the Lord says, "Now don't partake or eat unworthily that which represents my body and my blood."
所以神就是说，当我们在领取这个时候，我们必须要配得。
Now how could I ever be worthy?
那我们如何可以配得来领取这个饼跟杯呢？
The only way for me to become worthy is to partake of Jesus Christ.
你如何就是能够成为那个配得的？你就是要来领取那个神的身体。
His forgiveness, His salvation makes us worthy.
是神的，他那个怜悯和赦罪，让我们可以成为那个值得来领受。
But we recognize that relationship that we have with Jesus is not just a vertical relationship, but it's horizontal.
我们跟神之间的关系，并不是只有我们对着天上的关系，同时也是跟着其他弟兄姐妹们的关系。
We are members of His body.
我们是神的肢体。
No schism in the body. No divisions in the body.
在这个肢体里面没有任何的分别。
Because the Lord wants there to be a flow of His resurrection life.
因为神要让他那个复活的身体可以在我们当中就是这样自由流动。
So as we remember Him and we look back to Calvary and we give thanks for what it is Jesus did.
当我们来感谢他，然后同时看在十字架上的时候，我们来纪念他。
We also receive from Him afresh.
我们同时也从神那边领受到新鲜的那个。
It's not just a remembrance.
不单单只是一个纪念而已。
But it's a partaking.
我们是要领受。
It's a reception of that life of Jesus.
我们是在接受神的生命。
And the Lord is able to do above and beyond what we could even ask or think.
神他所做的会远远超过我们所能所求所想的。
And so to that end, the apostle said, "Before you eat or drink, examine yourself."
所以那个使徒就是说，当我们领受这个身体的时候，省察你自己。
Lord, is there anything in the way between me and you?
在你的心里来省察，就是说神啊，在我中间有没有任何事情拦阻我来到你的面前？
Or is there anything in the way between me and my brother or my sister?
或者说跟我弟兄姐妹之间有没有任何过不去的？
Now, if you say, "Oh yeah, there is," so I better just skip it now.
如果说有任何这样的东西，哎，我是不是就直接跳过去呢？
There's a better way.
其实有一个更好的方法，你不需要跳过去。
The Apostle Paul said, "If you examine yourself, if something's not right, well, get it right with God, and then so let Him eat."
所以那个使徒保罗就是说，如果你心里有任何过不去的，你就来到神的面前，就是来把它交给神。
And so we're going to take a moment now just to look into our own hearts.
所以我们要在这个时刻，我们来自己的心里来省察。
Jesus, search me and know my heart.
主啊，求你纠察我的心。
Presumptuous sins, hidden faults.
主啊，我里面有没有任何的罪是得罪你的？
Lord, if there's anything in the way between me and she or him, Lord, get that out of the way, and I'm going to make it right.
主啊，如果说我心里面有任何跟别人过不去的，主啊，是帮助我，让我能够。 改正过来。
Because I want to eat and drink worthily.
主啊，因为我要带这个配得的心来领你的身体跟你的血。
Otherwise, I eat and drink damnation to myself.
主啊，不然的话，我就是在吃喝自己的罪恶。
So let's just bow our hearts and our heads and just take a moment to let the Lord search you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，请你在这里就是省察，纠察你自己的心。
Everything under the blood.
将你一切都放在这个宝血的下面。
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us.
主啊，赦免我们的罪，就像我们能够赦免别人的过犯。
We pray, Lord, that you will draw very near to us as we remember you.
主啊，希望我们来靠近你，所以我们可以纪念你。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we sing that last stanza of Near the Cross? And as we do, I'll ask the brethren if you'd please come.
我们在唱刚才那首诗歌最后一节，然后那个要领帮忙就是服侍圣餐弟兄，请过来。
Near the cross, the watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden sand, just beyond the river. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says that he received from the Lord that which was delivered to him.
保罗使徒这样说，就是他从神那边领受的，要叫他得拯救。
The same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread.
在那个耶稣被出卖的那个晚上，他拿起了饼。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it.
然后他注谢了，然后就拨开这个饼。
He then distributed it to his disciples and he said, take and eat.
然后他把那个饼分给他的使徒，就说拿起饼来吃。
This is my body which is broken for you.
这是我的身体，为你们而舍。
We'll all be served and we can partake then together after we give thanks.
我们会把这饼分给大家，我们大家一起来领受。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, broken for me.
主耶稣他为我
Oh, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, oh God. Jesus, Lord, bless these brethren as they minister to the people of God.
主啊，谢谢你，求你祝福这些弟兄们，他来服侍其他弟兄姐妹们。
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Oh, Jesus, we just can't thank you enough, Lord, for your sacrifice, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你的牺牲。
Oh, the demonstration of love that we cannot understand.
主啊，也就是在这展现了那我们所不能明白那个的爱。
But you did this for us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
但是主啊，你为我们舍命。
Oh, Lord, help us, Lord, as we come to you and accept your broken body.
主啊，当我来到你的面前来领受你这破碎的身体，主啊，帮助我们。
Oh, to take part.
主啊，让我们能够领受。
主啊，请你来到，领到我们。谢谢你的话。Thank you for your
presence。谢谢你的同在。Thank
you for your sacrifice。
主啊，谢谢你的舍命。Oh
God, we just give you thanks。
主啊，我们感恩。Yes.
Oh, help us as we walk with you。
Yes.
帮助我们，让我们能够与你同行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you."
耶稣说，这是我的身体，是为你们舍的。
Each ye all of it.
我们大家一起来领受。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In like manner also he took the cup.
然后在那一晚，他举起了杯。
Saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood.
他说这个杯也就是我的血与你们所立的新约。
As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come.
每当你们拿起这个杯来领受的时候，他所表明的就是主的死，还有他的再来。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We have a flute solo.
我们会有笛子的那个演奏。
that you shed. Thank you for the cross, O Lord.
Thank you.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The work of God, wonder-working power. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to set free, the power of the precious blood. Lord, let that blood of Jesus, let the blood do its powerful work in every heart. Lord, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By faith we see the victory, O Lord. Because of the finished work and the blood that you shed on Calvary for us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for this cup. Oh, hallelujah. The cup of blessing which we bless. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Jeff, would you please return thanks for the blood of Jesus?
Thank you, Lord, with that thankful heart, we come before you. Lord, you have shown your mercy and you have shed your blood. Lord, how can we repay? Oh Lord, we give you everything.
Amen.
Oh Lord, remove all the burdens.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord, in your spirit, we'll worship you and we'll adore you forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it.
我们一起来喝。
Jesus, dear Lord, because of your broken body, we look to you now for victory.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, dear Lord, let there be victory for Jesus' sake.
Oh, 主啊,因着耶稣我们要得胜,
for the kingdom of God's sake.
为着神的国,
the bodies of your people, the minds, the souls, let there be victories won, Lord.
主要是让我们全部都能够得胜这样的灵魂体。
The enemy is a defeated foe.
主要是我们已经战胜了。
The way has been opened up that we come boldly to the throne of grace through the veil that is to say your flesh.
主啊,谢谢你们可以大胆来到你面前,因着你的身体。
And Lord, we come boldly right now to receive out of your fullness.
主啊,我们大胆来到你面前,领受你的完全。
Grace upon grace.
恩上加恩。
Lord, meet needs.
主啊,谢谢你。
And be glorified, we pray.
主啊,愿你明得荣耀。
Amen. Amen. It's number 9 in the hymn book. Number 9, the Pilgrim Camp, white book. Hallelujah. No more need fear and no more need doubting. No more need pride control in my life. I may be free from all condemnation. I can have victory now in the strife. I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ himself in me. He conquers now. He sets me free. I take, he gives the victory. There is a place, praise God, I have found it. There is a place where we may be free. from defeat with power surrounded. Yes, there is victory, Jesus, in thee. I take the life of victory, not I but Christ himself in me. He conquers now, he sets me free. I take in his loving glory.
Shall we stand together on that last?
Precious provision, wonderful prospect. Jesus will rule.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You are my shepherd. You are the keeper.
He is the bread of life. On him I feed. I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ himself in me. He conquers now.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Conquer now. Oh, Lord, the victory. Hallelujah.
I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ himself in me. He conquers now. He sets me free. I take the gifts, the victory.
Hallelujah, I take, O Lord, we take the victory, we take the finished work, we take the help, we take the sacrifice. Oh, yada, shababa, yada, baba, no, bobo, shababa, yo, yada, baba, yada, baba, dodo, bobo, shababa, yada, baba, dodo, bobo, ya. We receive, Lord, hallelujah, the victory, hallelujah, the finished work. Glory to Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're the victor, O Lord. Hallelujah. We put our feet down on the ground, O Lord. The purchased, promised possession. Hallelujah. Promised ground given to the children of Israel when they crossed over into Canaan.
当那个神的子民跨过进到迦南地的时候，神要给他们应许之地。
But the word of God was, now you have to put your feet down on that ground.
但神的话说，你必须要踏出去。
Oh, there are enemies, and there are Midianites, and Hivites, and Perizzites, and every other kind of enemy. But I give you the victory.
Now,
get in that land and start claiming the territory. It's yours. It's been purchased for you. His blood has been shed, and now there's a wide open door into the victory that he's promised. And by faith, we put our feet down this morning on that ground. Oh, victory in Jesus. My Savior forever.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew. And all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the blessing. Now it's supposed to be the time to end the meeting.
Oh, 我们的聚会本来应该在这时候结束。
But I don't want to.
我也想。
If you need to go because 30 minutes is lunchtime, go ahead. But I'd still like to sing that song. It's 240 in our book.
如果你必须要先离开，你可以先离开。
Let's take the victory.
我们大家来向神来领取那个得胜。Jesus,
blood-bought victory.
240首。
I heard an old story, our Savior from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. Lord, you're healing. Dear Lord, I pray. Dear Lord, stretch out your hand and heal. To victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, victory, hallelujah, there's victory. Oh, Yerababaya, Shababayo, oh, Baba Yerababayo, Yerababa, Shababaya, Rabambando, oh, Bobayo, victory, Lord, victory in Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, yes, Lord, he loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about the mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing. Oh, glory, yes, Lord, the old story. Oh, Jesus, sing up there my song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love. Oh, it's to you, Jesus, we thank you for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cleansing blood. Amen, amen. Oh, Jesus, you're the victor.
主啊，你是我们的得胜。
Hallelujah, conquer, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, brother Daniel, pray with us. Christine, I'll translate for you. Okay.
耶稣，我们感谢你，主，谢谢你今天，主，你愿意让我们能够来领取你的身体跟你的宝血，主，我们谢谢你完整的救恩，主，你教我们没有任何的缺乏。
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your provision and your grace, and thank you that you help us and lack nothing.
主，是在你的信心，在那个信心当中。
by faith.
我们全然地来领受,
we receive all of your grace. Yes.
主啊,我们没有任何的怀疑,
that we have no doubt.
主啊,你的救恩是完整的,
that your salvation is complete.
主啊,你救恩是新鲜的,
and your salvation is every new.
给我们每一天的力量,
so it gives you strength in us every day.
主,我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你的荣耀,
thank you for your glory.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, the Lord bless you. We have 20 minutes. You don't have to leave, but you do need to get to the dining room on time. Because the cook has prepared it and the servers are ready to serve us. So don't stay past 12:30. God bless you.